This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
The evidence is increasingly pointing to the possibility that this coronavirus pandemic was not an accident. That this was, in fact, the opening salvo of the global depopulation agenda. Let me present some evidence for your consideration on this point. First, you've probably seen those videos of all those trucks spraying, I guess, some kind of chemical fog all over the cities of China. These are specially equipped spraying trucks. And as a friend recently pointed out to me in an interesting phone call, he said, So China built all those hundreds or thousands of trucks in 1 month, right? That's impossible. These trucks were pre-built. China was expecting a biowarfare situation. See, look, the scenario that's emerging now as a possibility is that globalists, of course, they've wanted to achieve depopulation. They are totally freaked out. They think that humanity is killing the planet. They see humanity as causing a mass extinction that's killing the oceans and killing the honeybees and the pollinators. And, you know, frankly, they're not wrong about that particular point. They see that humanity is destroying this planet. But for some reason, somebody flipped a switch there at the globalist level and they decided they're going to release this. Now, of course, you know, some of the globalists have known about this for many years. They've run the simulations to say, oh, 65 million people will die in a coronavirus outbreak. You've heard the speeches of certain people talking about how they have to reduce world population using vaccines. And then China has been talking about using these bioweapons for a very long time. What if this did escape from a lab in China, but if it was allowed to escape? Some globalist operative, you know, leaked it out of the lab in Wuhan. So this does come from a lab in Wuhan. This is an engineered bioweapon. But the release was deliberate. Think about what this would accomplish. Number one, global depopulation, economic collapse, and the total rollout of medical martial law. So they'll be able to control everybody now just by claiming we're under a pandemic emergency. Gun control. Why is Virginia, the Democrats there, why are they passing gun control now to take away the guns? Why has there been this big gun control push all during the Obama years? It's because they wanted the population to be disarmed before they rolled out the big medical quarantines, the medical martial law where they come take you away and stick you in a quarantine death camp, even in America. Yes, the CDC has that power. They openly talk about it. They've already put people under quarantine. There's 1,000 people under voluntary quarantine in California right now, I believe. Not just the returning evacuees, but people in a community where there's been another outbreak detected. Now, that's a voluntary quarantine, but at some point, they're going to become non-voluntary. So they got to take away the guns, and they want to achieve depopulation. This is the perfect way for the globalists to get that done, and it's untraceable. You can't trace the origins of it. They know, look, essentially this is probably a global reset that they're pushing. This is going to crater the economies. China's a ghost town. Electricity usage has plummeted to less than half of normal. Pollution levels have plummeted, kind of reconfirming to the globalists that if they get rid of enough people, the planet will be healed. I mean, it's amazing. The air is clear in Beijing. Why? Because people are dying everywhere. They look at that, the globalists, and they say, wow, mission accomplished, you know? And again, they're not wrong about the point that humanity destroys the planet, but they're using this method to kill people? Massive human suffering and death, disease? A plague upon our world? This is their method? Yeah, it turns out, yeah. I think part of this is because their whole vaccine agenda has failed. They just couldn't convince everybody to get vaccinated. And vaccines were supposed to reduce world population, you know, according to Bill Gates, by 10 to 15%. That's a quote from him. But people didn't go along with it. There was a lot of resistance against the depopulation vaccines. So now they're just upping the ante. They're just cranking it up to biological warfare. So maybe they deliberately allowed this to be released in China, knowing that once it's in China, it's going to go everywhere. It's a global pandemic. It's going to achieve the deaths of, well, let's do the math again. If it infects 60, 70, 80% of the world population, which is the estimate by many scientists and doctors, including those researchers out of Hong Kong, Dr. Leung and others, then we could roughly say that's about 6 billion people infected, just roughly speaking. And out of 6 billion people, if the death rate is 10%, that's 600 million deaths. That's kind of like mission accomplished for the globalists, you know? They want this. But more importantly, during that, over half a billion people dying, they can roll out every medical martial law, you know, order that they want. They can turn every country into a prison camp. They can do forced vaccines, forced arrests, forced quarantines. And think about this. They can get rid of the elderly who are collecting pensions and Social Security and Medicare that's bankrupting every nation in the world. So I've said this before, the United States government is not sustainable unless they find a way to kill the elderly. I've done entire podcasts on that. If you do the math, the entitlements owed to people who are up in their years, those entitlements are bankrupting our nation. The government has to figure out a way to kill those people. Boom, guess what? Coronavirus. And the same thing's true in China. Who is it killing the most? The elderly, the immunosuppressed. See, this actually serves the interests of the globalists who want depopulation, but it also serves the interests of governments such as China, America, Russia, the UK. Every government wants to save money. Every government wants you to die after you stop paying taxes. Let's just be honest about it. When you're paying taxes, you're giving them money. The day you retire, you're taking money. They'd rather you die, frankly. There is no compassion in government. They need the revenue. They don't need you sitting around in a retirement home billing, you know, Medicare for your CT scans or whatever. They want you dead. In fact, the whole system is unsustainable unless a lot of people die, especially the elderly. This is a global reset. They found a way to kill off the people who are taking a lot of money from the governments. This is not just depopulation. This is about governments finding a way to survive themselves, to remain financially solvent. But of course, there's going to be an economic collapse because of this as well. Well, guess what? There was a collapse coming anyway, but now the governments can blame the coronavirus. So instead of the central banks being blamed for printing all the fiat currency and running a giant Ponzi scheme, they can blame the virus, you see? You see how convenient that is? Oh, look, everything's cratering. People are losing their retirement money. People are losing their pensions. Everything's going south. Oh, it's the virus. It wasn't our horrific monetary policy. It wasn't the fiat currency from the central bank. No, it's the virus. Do you see how this pandemic accomplishes major things that governments and globalists want to achieve? This is a dream come true for them. And then they can position the vaccine as the savior. So they'll have this thing roll out and kill a lot of people. And then as the deaths start to naturally drop off, because every pandemic goes through a phase like a bell curve, eventually it runs out of new people to infect and it starts falling off, then they'll introduce the vaccine. And then they'll say, see, since the vaccine was introduced, deaths fell 90%. Well, guess what? The deaths were going to fall anyway, because it's already burned through the whole world. So your vaccine didn't do squat, but they're going to give vaccines the credit to say vaccines save the world. And the anti-vaxxers cause more people to die. You can tell that that's going to be the narrative here, that anti-vaxxers cause people to die, but the vaccines save lives. So I'm already anticipating this. There's going to be a day, I'm giving you a heads up in advance, and you can quote me later on this. There's going to be a day where we at Natural News, and myself in particular, where we have to say, go take the vaccine for the coronavirus, because if we don't say it, I get thrown in jail, the website gets seized by the government and shut down. There's going to be forced pro-vaccine speech. Everybody has to support the vaccine because that's going to be the narrative. And they're going to say, if you don't, then you're getting people killed. So mark my words, that day is coming. And if you hear me say, go get the vaccine, it's really good, then you should know there's a gun pointed to my head, either figuratively or perhaps quite literally. So don't be surprised if you hear me say that at some point, because they'll kidnap me, put a gun in my head, and have me record a podcast. Vaccine's awesome. Go get the vaccine. Yeah. Trust me, they're going to do that crap. So that's why I'm warning you in advance that day is coming. So when you hear it, you know something very bad has happened. But, you know, I guess at least I'm still alive at that point. But look, there's nothing they won't do to have world domination, depopulation, and controlling the narrative, and also controlling what they inject into everybody, including your body.
There's nothing they won't do. They don't care how many people die. They don't care about human rights, civil rights, none of that. None of that matters to these globalists. They already think the planet is doomed unless they kill off enough of us. So they don't have any qualms about killing us. They already know they're going to kill billions of people. They've already factored that in. So if they have to kill a few more to control the narrative, that's nothing to them. They won't hesitate. Be realistic about this. This is what's coming. So I'm going to try to stay alive and stay on the air as long as possible. Humanity is looking very doomed at this point, though, just to be honest about it. I will do my best to help you survive this, but this is the end of not just human freedom. This is the end of human civilization as we know it. It's going to be one world government rolled out with medical martial law. So the pandemic serves all these purposes all at once and keeps the global deep state in power for another 100 years or whatever. They probably released this for that very reason. But thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Hear my podcast at brighteon.com and support my online store, healthrangerstore.com, which may not continue to function if we can't find food supplies. So keep that in mind. I don't know how long we can. We're already hearing from some of our suppliers that we're not, like, supplies are running out. Can't get them because people are refusing to buy from China now. So they're buying up all the other supplies that we normally buy. So it's already getting bad out there. Giving you a heads up, but thanks for listening.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.